This is a replay of Raleigh James Monday Night Trivia, November 4th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoip for the world's best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Monday Night Trivia. And we have 3 hours to spend together. Your participation is encouraged. And we have a straggler from last week. So it's given you some time to think about it, and hopefully you've come up with an answer, but here you go. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It has nothing to do with baseball and nothing to do with New York. What is it? 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, we'll reveal that at the end of the night because we don't let the stragglers last more than an additional week. But figured last week, since it was World Series time and all, be appropriate. Do we have a baseball question? Although this is two baseball players, but the answer has nothing to do with baseball. All right, so 888-876-5593. Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have this in common. What is it? All right, now, if you don't know my question, well, there's always my bumper stumpers, but you haven't heard any yet, so I don't expect you to guess them. We've got 11 of them, and all 11 artists have something in common. You'll determine that, but initially, you'll just determine who the artists are, because it'll take a few of the songs for the theme to become apparent, if it does. So, now, let's say you don't know the bumper stumpers, you haven't even heard them, and you don't want to answer my trivia question, because you've got no earthly idea. You can have your own category, because everybody knows something about something. All right, so with that in mind, 888-876-5593. And I'll tell you what, Barry in New Hampshire knows more about the Beatles than just about anybody alive. So, Barry, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
Happy Monday.
Yes. Yes.
Good. How are you doing?
All right. When we talked last week, we were talking about the Caravels, and you had emailed me to ask me did I know if they were on any of the shows. And here's the deal. I can find them on posters. Yeah. I cannot find them on shows.
Yeah. And like I said, they didn't list. They only talked about the rock step played in Washington on. Yeah. Of course, the one that didn't make it because of the snowstorm.
Right, right, the chiffons. But yeah, I find it interesting because the Caravels were on a few of the posters, and it's almost like they decided to leave that part out. So I don't know. Well,
yeah, no.
Hopefully we've got another one for you that you will answer about the Beatles because you do know everything about them. And there were no shortage of individuals who thought they had absolutely no talent in the 60s, were convinced they had no talent. And one of them elaborately talked about Ringo. And, oh, man, did he have awful things to say. And, in fact, they got somebody else to fill in for him at one point. And so this well-known person says, he's a great guy, though. So who was it who was dissing Ringo, saying he couldn't play worth a damn?
Huh. I know who filled in for Ringo when he was had his tonsils out, but...
No, in fact, the story was about Ringo took 3 hours for a 4-bar thing that he was trying to fix on a song and he couldn't get it. So they called in a jazz drummer, actually, who got it in 15 minutes. Ringo comes back and says, you know, that's half bad. Could you play it back again? That's not bad at all. Yeah, right. So he says, but then he adds, although he's certainly just displaying, great guy, though. So who was it?
Oh, is it another drummer?
No.
Okay. I have no idea.
Oh, man, Quincy Jones.
Oh, no. And how...
Yes,
today,
well, that's right. That's right. In fact, he also said that Paul was the worst bass player he ever heard. And then he said, Ringo, don't even talk about it. I remember once we were in the studio with Jordan Martin, and Ringo had taken 3 hours for a 4-beat thing, and he was trying to fix a song. He couldn't get it. I told him to take a break. We called in jazz drummer Ronnie Varell to do it. Ronnie came in for 15 minutes, tore it up. Ringo comes back and says, George, can you play it back for me one more time? That didn't sound so bad. And I said, yeah, MF-er, because it ain't you. Good guy, though. Great guy.
Wow. Oh, you got me again.
All right. Talk to you next week. Thanks.
Okay, have a good week.
Appreciate it. Yes, that was the deal. Quincy Jones, and sadly, he's on our mind because this was the news. He passed away yesterday morning, I think it was, but not 100% sure of the date of that. But can't say enough good things about Quincy Jones. And it was interesting, though, some of the quotes he had about some of the people he worked with or didn't work with. He wouldn't work with Elvis. Pretty absolutely, I don't know how to clean that up, but he was not going to do it. He thought Michael Jackson was greedy. I told you about the Beatles, and on it goes. But, you know, I figure anybody who can make Leslie Gore sound good is pretty good in my mind. And, of course, he did that as well. Vice president of Mercury Records, and nominated for an Academy Award for the Best Original Song for The Eyes of Love, and also nominated for Best Original Score, 1967, In Cold Blood. Yeah. And he was actually the musical director and conductor for the Academy Awards in 1971, and he received their Humanitarian Award in 1995. But yeah, Leslie Gore, man, the production on some of those records was just terrific. He had to double and triple track her, but man, it turned out sounding really good. When they did some of the reissues where they kind of stripped her voice and put it out front, like some of the newer generation wants to do when they're quote-unquote remastering, oh, train wreck, I'll tell you what. Yeah, shows you how great that Quincy Jones really was. And Frank Sinatra, yeah, he liked him. Took me to a whole new planet. He left me his ring. I never take it off. Now when I go to Sicily, I don't need a passport. I just flash my ring. All right, so rest in peace, Quincy Jones. Born in 1933, actually in Chicago on the south side, but his family moved to Bremerton and then across the water to Seattle. And went to Seattle University for a semester, I think, and then Berklee College of Music, scholarships on both. It's Berklee College now, it wasn't then. And wound up touring with Lionel Hampton and playing with a studio band for stage show on CBS TV. And yeah, it was Jackie Gleason production. And so much more. So apparently, he did play trumpet for Elvis Presley's first 6 appearances on the show, but that was it. He said, hey, no, there ain't going to be any more of that. All right, and it was more of a personal reason. But so 888-876-5593. You can have your own category. You'll hear your first bumper stumper coming up in a moment. And, yeah, you won't know the theme, obviously, but you should know the artist. But if you don't know my question, and if you don't recognize my bumper stumper, you can have your own category. In fact, Naoto from Japan, you know we're going to do Myers-Briggs and more. But what do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball. It's not New York. What is it? 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. You gotta get the rhythm if you're gonna rock. You gotta get moving and don't stop. Here we go, oh, here we go, oh, here we go.
Here we go!
Well, somebody touched me in the dark last night. Yeah, somebody touched me in the dark last night. Well, somebody WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. And, yeah, who is that? He actually had a very big hit. That wasn't it, but I think it should have been. I thought it was a great record. 1958 on Roulette, and that's our first bumper stumper. So I don't expect you to get the theme. All right, so we've had some discussion about the question. And yeah, John thought it was answered last week, but it wasn't. All right, and so here is the deal. And by the way, if you call John and you ask him what's the question, he's not going to be able to tell you. And if you ask him what's the answer about something we've already discussed, he's not going to be able to tell you. What you need to do, of course, is listen if you can, but if you can't, anything that has been answered will always be at Rolly.net, Rolye.net. Or you can call me on the air and I might answer it, but John won't. All right, so, yeah, from last week, a World Series question. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It is not baseball. It is not New York. What is it? 888-876-5593. Well, do you know the record? Do you know the question? Do you want your own category? Sky is the limit on that. And boy, won't we prove that. We're going to talk 80s movies with Scott and another movie question from Lisa. We've got some guesses with Stephanie and with Sherry. And Naota in Japan was first up, wants his Myers-Briggs question, and we are able to please. So, Naota, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I've been listening to your old podcast.
All right. Season 3. Well, good.
And it's from there from 2021.
Yeah. All right.
It's very interesting to, hear these podcasts. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, every now and then I clean out the files and they disappear, but there's probably a lot of them hanging around. But I was thinking about you when I was looking for the perfect Myers-Briggs question here. This is interesting because over 10.5% of this type say they have no friends at all. They're most likely to feel misunderstood. And in reality, that's completely true. Most people don't understand them. So who are they? No friends.
Can you give me some hints?
I don't know. I can say they feel like they're swimming against the current in all social situations. They have a unique ability to focus on the intangible over the tangible, the abstract over the concrete. It's a rare gift, but it's also one that causes people to misunderstand them.
I think the first two letters would be IN.
Yes, IN is right. Yes, yes. And let's get the last two. By the way, 38% of them do not have a best friend.
I think the next letter would be F.
Not an S.
Oh, not that. Oh, this is a little bit... IN...
Well, if it's not an if it's not an S, then you know it's got to be an F.
You mean the third letter is...
Yeah, I-N-F. So give me the last one.
Yeah. P.
Oh, J.
Oh!
Yep.
Yeah, this one's hard.
Yeah, you'll have to read more about these INFJs, this misunderstood type with no good friends.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Talk to you next week.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, no best friends. Yeah, and many of the people who fall into this personality type, the INFJ, admit that, yeah, I don't have many friends, but I'm not a snob. Yeah, right, that's right. Misunderstood to the max. All right, so 888-876-5593. Tommy in Gideon, welcome to WGN Radio. Tommy.
Yes, I got a guess at the straggler question.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I don't know much about Jackie Robinson, but I know that Mickey Mantle was born in Oklahoma. Is that the answer?
Nope, nothing to do with it.
They both from Oklahoma?
Nope, that's not it.
I also know that both of them had problems with their liver.
Not that I know of.
Well, Well, I know that Mickey Mantle had a liver transplant.
Yeah, I don't know about Jackie Robinson. By the way, Jackie Robinson was born in Cairo, Georgia. By the way, son of a sharecropper. But so that was Georgia.
That's something I got in common with him.
Oh yeah.
Son of a sharecropper myself.
All right.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I could think of.
No, and you know it's a good guess because Jackie Robinson did have diabetes, but as far as I know, there wasn't a liver issue. But in any event, that's not the answer.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So nice to hear from Tommy. All right. So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. Let me hang up on Tommy here. So there we go. One line available for you. We'll get that bumper guess from Stephanie. Maybe right now, actually, before the news. I bet you she knows. All right. So, Stephanie, who'd you hear you know?
Hey. It's Buddy Knox.
Of course it's Buddy Knox. Somebody touched me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, I love Buddy Knox.
Excellent.
Yeah,
well, you are a winner.
Song.
All right. Hang on. Don't go away. Oh. All right. So, absolutely. Yes, 1958 on roulette. And, yeah, I thought that, you know, much more than Hula Love or anything else, I thought, man, Somebody Touched Me should have been the hit. But, yeah, clearly I'm out of touch. We've got another bumper stumper coming up after the news. We still have our question in play, and you can have your own category. It can be absolutely anything like 80s movies with Scott or other movie quotes with Lisa or Sherry from Naperville is going to guess on our questions. All that and more coming up on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. They were around in the 50s, had hits, yes, and we're still on stage in the 80s. Who are they? 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with everybody else we're playing? Yes, there is a strong commonality here, but if you just know the artist good enough. So, yeah, Buddy Knox was the first one. And so we got that knocked off right away. So this is the second one. Maybe it'll be a home run and get every last one of them. All right. So now Ed is a first-time caller, and we defer to them. So Ed in Algonquin, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Oh, great. Real good.
So what do you think?
I think that they were involved in the civil rights movement.
You know, Jackie Robinson certainly was, but that's not the commonality. But I will say that, and I hate to say this because it leads people down the wrong path probably, but that plays a part in what they have in common, but not directly. So think about it more. It does play a part, but it's not a direct part. Okay, because you're right about Robinson. You wouldn't be right about Mantle to any degree. But all right, you think about it, you call me back. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, so yeah, Jackie Robinson, clearly, yeah, chairman of United Negro and Allied Veterans of America. And he was on the NAACP board of directors. You betcha. So Jackie Robinson, yes, but no, that isn't the commonality. But it plays a part in it. And again, I hesitate to say that because I feel like, oh, God, I'm taking you right down the wrong path here. But we'll see. Scott and Joliet, welcome to WGN Radio. So, Scott, are you with me?
Oh, hey, Raleigh. It's great to hear from you.
Well, yes, indeed. I'm glad you called. Now, you want an 80s movie question. Do you want a quote, or do you just want a question about an 80s movie?
Ooh, let's go with a quote. I'm pretty good with quotes.
You are? Okay, great. Well, let's see what we like. Okay. Snap out of it. 1980.
I'm going to go with
1987.
Moonstruck.
Yes, absolutely. Moonstruck it is. 1987 Moonstruck. Snap out of it. You are a winner. Hang on. Don't go away.
Thank you.
All right. So absolutely, Scott did it. 888-876-5593. We put Scott on hold. We talked to Lisa in Dundee. Lisa, how's it going tonight?
Good. How are you, Raleigh?
All right. So we're more quotes, huh?
Yes, please.
Okay.
I like that last one.
No, would you have known it?
Yes.
Okay, good. Then we'll do a 1980 movie for you, all right?
Oh, dear.
Here's the quote. Cinderella story. Out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper, now about to become a master's champion.
Caddyshack.
Yes, absolutely, Caddyshack. It's in the hole! Yes, absolutely right. All right,
great
hey.
Great movie.
Don't go away. Yes,
okay,
absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Caddyshack. And you realize I might as well be speaking Latvian, but I can read. All right, so 888-876-5593. Ooh, I do believe we're going to do some charts. So this would be Jake in Skokie. So Jake, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Oh, thank you.
So we're going to do 1968, huh?
Yeah, I think I did 69 last time, so I'll do something a little different.
The first week of November of 1968. I got to tell you, it wasn't good. All right, so let's see. I do remember this time. All right, so 1968. Actually, it's the week ending November 2nd. Here we go. Number one, Hey Jude.
Yeah, the Beatles.
Number two, Those Were the Days.
Oh, Miss Mary Hopkins.
Yeah, I'm afraid so. Number three.
Yeah.
Little Green Apples.
Oh, not a good one either.
Better than the first two.
God didn't make it look bad.
Yeah. It don't ring.
No, I don't know who did that.
O.C. Smith. All right.
Oh, okay.
On Columbia. He had a lot of good stuff, too. Maybe you don't like that one, but he had a lot of good stuff. All right. Number four, Fire. I am the God of Hell's
Right.
Yes, absolutely right. Yeah. I didn't
wonder.
I liked that song because I could always pause it after he said, "I am the God of Hell's Fire and I bring you," and then he pauses and it was perfect for me to get the weather and do the forecast. So, all right, number five, Midnight Confessions.
I kind of liked them.
I did. They were Trisha Nixon's favorite group.
Yeah, they played the White House.
That's why. Trisha loved them. And they didn't do the song originally, which is interesting. Everybody thinks they did. But it was actually originally the Evergreen Blues, but then this group came out with it right away and had the hit. Steve Barry produced it. What was it? On Dunhill. You can do this. I know you can. It's one word. One word, two syllables.
I know they're done by a band called the Powder Puffs locally, but that wasn't who did
it.
Yeah,
you don't know.
It was the grass.
Yeah.
Grassroots.
Grassroots is right. We have a winner. All right, number six, Eleanor. Ugh.
Eleanor.
They were on White Whale. There were a couple of guys from Westchester County. Yes, I'm afraid so. Flo and Eddie themselves. Number seven.
Flo and Eddie.
Yeah. Over You. Why am I losing sleep over you?
Why am I losing sleep over you? I keep thinking about later.
On Columbia. He was from San Diego. It was a guy in a group. Jerry Fuller produced it. Of course, Jerry Fuller also produced Little Green Apple, so maybe that's not saying anything.
Why am I losing sleep over you? Can't think of it.
All right, well, let's let you hear a little bit of it. Let me find it here, because when you hear them, you probably know them, I would expect. All right. I mean, maybe not, but I think you will.
Maybe.
Okay. If I could type, I could get these on faster. All right. Come on. Come on. Why am I? It's not showing up. All right, better do it by the artist. Because unfortunately, Over You is a fairly popular title. All right, so.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, I think I got them now. Okay, so here you go.
Gary Puckett and the Union
Jam. Absolutely, that's right. They're absolutely.
Oh, this is a rough.
Yeah. Well,
I picked a rough era.
Well, you're doing good. You're not losing yet. Okay, number eight. Hold Me Tight. All right, he's a guy who he's from Houston originally. He in the ABC Paramount Empire was trying to make him the next Johnny Mathis in the 50s. Had some really nice stuff. It did absolutely nothing. Then he had a little record label, and I won't give you the name of it because the first part of it was his name. And then he came up with, shall we say, a Caribbean flavor. Does this help at all?
It wouldn't be Mungo Jerry.
No.
Caribbean flavor. Plus, that was later.
Yeah, right. That's funny all the way around, but no. So let's see if I can find this one here. Come on. All right.
Caribbean flavor, Johnny Mathis.
Yeah.
What was the name of it again?
Hold Me Tight.
Hold Me Tight.
Yeah. Here's a little of how it sounds. You can do this.
Beatles had to Hold Me Tight. But
no,
different.
No, this is it.
Oh. EXO Rocksteady.
I don't want to hear it. No more fussing and a fighting, baby.
Oh.
Hold Me Tight.
Oh, I should know that early.
Yeah, but he was just a guy from Houston. They were grooming to be Johnny Mathis, and his first name was Johnny. Does that help?
Oh, Johnny Nash.
Thank you. Jeez, I tell you, I got a hand feed it. I've never seen anything like it.
Yeah, right. Hand fed me.
Number nine, Love Child.
Probably Diana Ross, yes. Or the Supremes. I don't know.
Yes,
which.
Yeah, together. Absolutely. Diana Ross and the Supremes. The rest of the Supremes weren't too fond of that title. But anyway, number 10, White Room.
Oh, Cream.
All right. Good enough. You got a good 70% going there. You won.
All right.
Hang on. Don't go away.
Thanks for the tips.
Always trying to help. All right. So, yes, indeed. All right, buddy. He just needed to hear him, but he did it on his own after all, I think. 888-876-5593. We have a question in play, which I'm going to put Jake on hold here. Oh, I don't have to. John already did. Good. So let's see. And we'll get to Sherry here in a moment. But here, what do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It is not baseball. It is not New York. When you say civil rights, I will tell you that that's not a direct connection, but indirectly, it could be part of the answer. All right. So, yeah, I know that's clear as mud, but that's the best you're going to get out of me. Sherry in Naperville, welcome to WGN Radio.
Sunday night stuff.
Yeah, Sherry, that's you. Sherry, speak.
Hi, how
yes,
are you?
Right, exactly. Speak. So, what are your guesses?
My guesses are kind of dumb, and I keep on having to go back to, it's not baseball related.
Nope.
But they both served in the military?
Nope.
They both have the same mother's name?
Nope.
Well, I'm grasping at straws since it's not baseball related. But you did say something about kind of sort of related to civil rights.
No, I said that would not be a direct connection, but it could
right.
be indirectly.
Were they both activists for a cause?
No.
Like one was.
No, that's what I'm trying to say. No, that's why I don't want to lead you down that path. No.
All right. Wow. They both had the same shoe size.
No.
But that has nothing to do with.
Well, you never know.
The other bigger thing. Okay, so if one was civil rights activist, and if it has nothing to do with baseball, I mean, one of my guesses was going to be that they came from the same baseball farming.
Nope, it has nothing to do with baseball whatsoever.
Right, nothing to do with baseball. And that's the thing. Did they both go to the same high school?
No, no,
All right, do I got one more?
Oh, sure, why not?
Got another silly one?
Sure.
They both own the same type of car.
No.
All right, well, I mean, it could be anywhere. All it, of the
absolutely.
Boys,
well, if you think of six more, call that. Me back. All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, so. Bye. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. Yeah, so Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have this in common. And as I say, civil rights, not a direct connection, period. And I say it has nothing to do with baseball. Of course, probably this would have been less likely to happen if they weren't both public figures. But, again, I'm sending it down the path. At the end of the night tonight, I will reveal it. But it's a very, very direct connection. What is it? 888-876-5593. And, what?
C-Crane.
I know that. I have it in front of me. John comes in here with a C-Crane radio, and I'm looking at him like, what do you want me to do, DX now? But, you know, like, okay, maybe later. And actually, I was going to use something else tonight. But truth be known, I want to talk about the CC Pocket Radio because it is just terrific. It is. It's one of the most popular pocket radios on the market today, and I'll say hands down, it is my favorite. Now, you know the thing with Bob Crane. Every radio he has developed has terrific reception, AM and FM, just unbeatable. And this is no exception. And you can listen on the built-in speaker, and it's surprisingly good for the size of the thing, but it includes the high-quality CC earbuds, and you will be amazed at how good this radio does sound. So you'll get great sound. But again, for the speaker itself, crisp, clean audio, but the big deal is great reception. Now, it's digital. It's got 5 memory buttons. You can instantly select your favorite station. It also makes a great emergency radio because it's got a lighted dial and the NOAA weather band with emergency alert. And it's very lightweight and it's very durable. You can put it in your pocket or you can put it in your purse. It's easy to hold. It's got rubber sides and a pocket clip. And it's ready to go anywhere. And it is just a terrific, terrific radio. You can order it. Go online to ccradio.com. Anytime. ccradio.com. Or if you can't go online for some reason, call them. They've got the best customer service. They'll answer all your questions. You can order by phone, but also if you ask for a copy of the free annual catalog, they will mail it to you at no charge. So 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. But best of all, if you can go online, do it. ccradio.com. Be prepared. Stay connected. It's the C Crane Company, and the CC Pocket is just a wonderful radio. I can't think of a pocket radio that I would like better. It's also available at REI or BuyMart or Amazon for quicker shipping. But before you do that, get the real deal experience and go to ccradio.com. Yeah, you'll get great information as well as great products, including the CC Pocket Radio. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
I know the angels would say, if you pass their way, gee, what a holy desire. I know the devil would say, if you passed his way, you set my world on fire. And I know,
I know,
I know,
I know.
I know the flowers would say, if you pass their way, gee, she has lovely steel. I know the dogwood trees would holler in the breeze, baby, you got lovely limbs. I know my mother would say, if I brought you home, son, never leave her alone. I know my
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who are they? And yes, well-known group, all right, all the way around, and have something directly in common with everybody else we have played tonight. And yeah, I was hearing a lot of that while I was sending an email, actually. Looks like we will not have a Christmas Eve show, and WGN is going to do specialized programming. But I always tell you that I pledge Christmas Eve, Christmas night, all major holidays I'll be on the air. But the memo also said I wouldn't have a Christmas night show. So I'm writing to someone for more clarification about that since my emails went unanswered. And I will let you know either way. There definitely is a Thanksgiving show. And the deal on that is we'll be playing back the world's worst hit records, as voted on by you in 2024. So you can do that tonight or any night while we're on the air. If you hate it, call in and suggest it. All it has to be is a hit. It doesn't matter about the genre. It doesn't matter about the decade, but it has to be a national hit. And, you know, not number one or anything like that. But, you know, come on, at least number 40 on the charts, I would think it. But if you absolutely hate the record, do it. And if somebody else has nominated it, then John said, just stop talking. I know how to do that. So I'll tell you more about it after the news on WGN Radio.
To be with you. You stay out all the night long, and you say that, baby, it is wrong. I should have left you long ago, but I can't because I know that it's so fine. Yeah, it's so fine. Ha ha, but it's so fine. Baba bee bop. To be with you.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Certainly hard to cover Jackie Wilson, but that was an admirable try, I'll tell you that. Who is it? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. 888-876-5593. Now, I've told you twice. Let me find, I've lost the questions again. I was looking, it's come to this. I was looking for Johnny D's hominin question. He loves those multiple choices. And in the meantime, lost all the trivia questions I had. I know. There should be a leash around me. All right. I can, if worse comes to worse. Oh, no. I was going to say I can always go to the computer, but I've got it here. All right. So, what do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball. It's not New York. What is it? So now you got another bumper stumper. You've got our question. And a lot of guesses on that, I'm sure. And, of course, best of all, you've got your choice of other categories when you have absolutely no idea about mine. Because everybody knows something about something. We'll do charts with Mark and Aurora, 1973, I do believe. We'll get some votes on the world's worst hit records. We'll get some bumper guesses. And eventually we'll get some hominins, too. We'll also get some requests. In fact, it was Jack in St. Charles who had requests. Now, tomorrow night I'm not on the air WGN rightly assumed that I probably would not be the best host for election coverage. Can you imagine why? Okay, that's rhetorical. And so so it is that they'll have real people do it, and probably News Nation. So it'll be credible on top of everything. And then I'll be back on Wednesday night and Thursday night. But Wednesday night and Thursday night were delayed by about a half hour for Blackhawks, I think. So a half hour delay. But other than that, we will be together. And you can continue to vote on the world's worst hit records up until the night before Thanksgiving. Because then I tabulate them all day Thanksgiving while you're eating your turkey. I'm tabulating the turkeys and playing them back Thanksgiving night. Top 10 on 2024. So every vote counts. You can email votes, but I will tell you that there's no guarantee I'll ever see them. That's raleigh@raleigh.net. You can't phone votes in unless you're phoning in on the air. That's the best way to do it. So you can be talking about anything else, and in the middle of the conversation, you can say, wait a minute, I've got a nomination, or a second, or a third, or whatever you want. So if you hear other people nominating it and you hate it, remember to second it because it is a cumulative total. All right. Jack in St. Charles, welcome to WGN Radio.
Howdy.
Yes. Got requests for me,
John? That last tune, was that Laverne Baker?
Absolutely right. We have a winner.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, it was Laverne Baker. I thought she did a very admirable job of that.
Yep.
All of her production, though, sounded alike. You know, Atlantic just used the exact same production on everything. I don't know if Jerry Wexler was lazy or what the deal was, but the production, that's why it was easy to identify. But anyway, what are your requests?
Hippie Hippie Shake.
Okay, Swingin' Blue Jeans.
Swingin' Blue Jeans or Chan Romero, if you can get them.
Oh, I have both. Which do you prefer?
Well, Chan Romero did it first.
Yes, he did. Absolutely did. And to his dying day, made royalties off of it. Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. Oh, Johnny Kidd and the Pirates. Take It All Over.
Oh, okay. All right. You got it. All right. We'll do it.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. And hang on, you were a winner, so don't go away. We'll get that address. Oh. But again, don't hold your breath. It takes forever, and it isn't worth it. But you get a certificate, which is fun. But stay where you are. All right. And you got something else you don't want. I don't know what that will be, actually. You know, a tabloid or a People magazine or a DVD or a CD or something. You get something is what you'll get. So now, what do we have? What do we have? We have votes. Oh, good. Bob in Summit, Illinois, going to vote on the world's worst hit record. So, Bob, what do you got for me?
Doing.
All right. How about yourself?
Pretty good. I don't know if this fits your criteria. I'm not sure. I know that Piano Man.
Oh, a huge hit. Billy Absolutely. Joel. Oh, it's a huge, huge hit, of course. 1974, big, big record. And 73. Sure, absolutely. You hate it, huh?
Nauseates me since it came out.
Well, considering it voted upon, yes, a million seller. Perfect choice. Thank you.
All right. You guys have a good week.
Right, you
Thanks
too.
A lot.
All right. So, first vote this year for Piano Man. Do you hate it? Let us know. 888-876-5593. Walter in Chicago, I bet you knew the Laverne Baker, but you were usurped, weren't you?
Hi, yeah. Oh. I'd like to get one of your bumper stumpers for tonight.
Okay, well, what'd you hear?
Okay, it'll be Pookie Hudson and the Spaniards.
Absolutely. It is this, and you know, Pookie wasn't on the label, but the Spaniels, you are 100% right. It is the Spaniels. And it's so funny because later, of course, Pookie had I Know, but it wasn't the same record. And this was mm-hmm. I Know by the Spaniels on VJ in 1960. Absolutely. I'm impressed.
Good.
All right, well, hang on. Don't go away. And like I say, it'll take forever to get something, and you won't even want it, but the certificate's fun, so don't go away.
No problem.
So 888-876-5593. All right, a man who knows his Spaniels, and, yeah, of course, Pookie Hudson, yeah. But it's interesting because, of course, like I say, Pookie, when he recorded under his own name and had I Know, big, big hit. Well, this was also I Know, but under the Spaniels, and, of course, it was a different record. Okay, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. And we're going to get some more votes. I can see that coming. James on the south side wants World War II. Mark and Aurora, we're going to do 1973 charts. And Johnny D in Ohio wants his hominin. So all that and more coming up. And one line available for you. Well, not anymore. All right. There will be soon. If it's busy, well, just dial. When you hear somebody hang up, you'll know it's your turn to dial in and do that. 888-876-5593. Be ready on WGN Radio.
I'm not in your town to stay, said a lady old and gray to the warden of the penitentiary. I'm not in your town to stay, and I'll soon be on my way. I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. Oh, warden, I'm just here to get my baby out of jail. I tried to raise my baby right. I have prayed both day and night that he wouldn't follow the footsteps of his dad. I have searched both far and wide, and I feared that he had died. But at last
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. First thing I thought when I saw that title, I'm here to get my baby out of jail. I said, please, God, don't let Boudlow Bryan have written it. He didn't. Yeah, Boudlow and Felice were far away from that, but it might be a terrific country title. I'm here to get my baby out of jail, don't you know? 1962, who are they? It's easy. 888-876-5593. 8888-Raleigh. All right, James on the South Side wants his World War II. How's it going, James?
Fine. How are you?
Well, I can't complain. All right, so we have a question for you that you'll know instantly. You ready?
Okay.
Who was the heavyweight boxer famous for fighting in World War II in the U.S. Army?
Okay, that'd be Joe Louis.
Yes, absolutely right. I told you you'd know it. All right, don't go away. So absolutely right, it is Joe Louis. So 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Ah, going to get some votes here, I do believe. Fran and Austin, how's it going, Fran?
Oh, it's going okay. I got a couple of seconds and a couple of other votes. I want a second. First of all, I've never been to me.
Oh, isn't that a wonderful choice? Let me find my list here so I get them all. Though Carol's so wonderful, she has them perfectly aligned already in a graph and everything. But yes, I've never been to me is so worthwhile. Okay.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And Billy, don't be a hero.
Yes, good choice.
I was born a woman.
Well, you know, anymore.
You're born to be hurt. You're born to be stepped on, lied to, cheated on, and treated like dirt.
But you know what's interesting about that? That was considered, of course, at the time, somewhat controversial, people taking objections to Sandy Posey. But now, born to be a woman probably would have other objections.
Yeah. I can see that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What do you mean born to? Yeah, well, that could be hilarious. Man, she just can't win. All right, good choice.
And the happiest girl the whole USA.
You know, this is when I first realized that Val Shively needed to be checked. He loves that record.
Oh, God.
I told him, I said, there goes your entire reputation down the drain. But he said, no, I like Donna Fargo. Okay, then. All right.
All righty, then.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so you're the one. We were looking for you. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you have more? Got more for me?
Let's see. There were a couple of other seconds, but I can't think of them right now. So,
well, when you do, let us know, because it is cumulative, so I need those seconds.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Okay. Right.
Terrific.
I will do that.
Well, good to hear from you. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. So, yes, Fran sounding quite chipper, and that's excellent. 888-876-5593. All right. So we got Mark in Aurora. I'm going to do some charts. How's it going, Mark?
Well, I've got a couple of sour votes. One of them is the famous Paul Anka and Odious Coach.
Yes, absolutely.
You're having my baby.
Yes, we're going to second that, all right. Yeah. You're very good. It always does very well.
And then another sour vote that I have for you is Torn Between Two Lovers by Mary McGregor.
Yes, all right.
And, of course, my usual two songs by the Jimmy Castor Bunch, Troglodyte and Bertha Butt Boogie.
Oh, Troglodyte. I love Troglodyte. Her name was Bertha Butt. She was one of the Butt sisters. I mean, just classic. Gotta find a woman. Gotta find a woman.
Oh, classic macho crap.
Oh, Jimmy Castor had a good sense of humor.
Oh, it's tongue in cheek.
Sure.
But it's and I want to tell you that my voter registration almost went without a hitch, but I was glad that I had my fellow Toastmaster driving me. He just went to the satellite clerk's office, and then we went to our Toastmasters meeting. But when they filled out my change of address form, they misspelled my last name, and he caught that right away. And boy, was I glad he was there, because otherwise I would have a voter registration with my name misspelled. But once that was taken care of, I voted.
All right.
Last Tuesday.
All right. So your vote has been counted.
I feel so good about having that all done.
All right.
And now we're Now we're doing Halloween 1973.
I'm ready. Number one. One.
This is the last WKBW War of the Worlds that we've ever done. It was done by Shane Bubba Sane.
Yeah, right. Who we now know is no longer with us.
Yeah, okay.
All right, number one, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Gladys Knight and the Pips.
Number two, Angie.
Rolling Stones.
Number three, Keep on Truckin'.
Eddie Kendrick.
Yes, number four, Half-Breed.
Cher Bono.
Number five, Paper Roses.
Marie Osmond.
Yes. You know, bad enough when Anita Bryant did it. I don't understand what causes these people to redo these songs. You know, it's like it wasn't bad enough the first time, you know, like that horrible Debbie Boone, you know, that what on earth was Leanne Rimes
doing? Oh, yeah.
Well, the same thing. Why?
Well, that's news. Yeah. Well, the fact that Anita Bryant did that song is news to me. I never knew that.
You didn't know Marie Osmond was a cover? Oh,
no.
Yes. Anita Bryant on the old Carlton label? Oh, how could you not? Let me find it. You must hear something.
Marie Osmond was the one who would later say on a late night talk show, "I'm in menopause." That means men on pause.
Oh, God. Isn't that painful? Yes. Well, here's the original. You'll just hate it, but here you go.
Oh.
Tender looks that I mistook for love. So
Joe Carlton in 1957 left RCA and formed Carlton Record. He also formed a subsidiary, Guaranteed, and of course Paul Evans was on Guaranteed, but Anita Bryant and Jack Scott were on Carlton. And actually, Kenny Rogers, the first two singles he ever recorded in the 50s, For You Alone and That Crazy Feeling, they were on Carlton also.
Uh-huh.
Carlton went bankrupt, rightfully so, in 1964. And Joe Carlton went back. He was at Ampar for a while, and then Columbia. And then he was president of Command.
So that's how the Orange Juice lady did it.
Well, yeah. Well, you know the deal. Hang on a minute. John says I have to shut up right now, and I'm doing it on WGN Radio. WGN Radio. I'm Rolla James. So who is that? And oh yeah, you can name a very big hit by this group. That isn't it, of course. And what do they have in common with everybody else we've played? Something very specific. So 888-876-5593. We were talking to Mark from Aurora here about Anita Bryant. Okay, let's get back to Anita Bryant here for a moment. I'll see if I can do this quickly without, you know, she's still alive, of course.
And the chart.
All right, here is the deal. She was second runner-up Miss America in 1959. In 1958, she was Miss Oklahoma.
Oh.
So anyway, she's second runner-up, and so she is attending, the infamous second annual disc jockey convention in Bal Harbour, Florida, and she's being escorted by Bob Green. Now, not the Bob Green who later would be on WQAM and go to Detroit and Houston. No, that world class production guy, not him. Okay, no, this is Bob Green of WINZ. Same name, different guy. All right, so he's her escort. Yeah. Well, wouldn't you know, within 6 months they get married. All right, so he quits his job in radio and he's her manager. And of course, initially they're doing very well. You know, granted, she doesn't have that many more hit records, but, you know, she's doing conventions and all that, and she gets the Florida Citrus thing and all that. And they had this really neat home on North Bay, I guess it was North Bay Drive. It was 4700 North Bay. I'll never forget this because they named it. They named it Villa Verde. And it was like this 35-room mansion or something. But anyway, when the garage was up, you could see the cutout of her and an orange tree, and I always used to laugh driving to work seeing that in the morning. But anyway, in 1977, there was an initiative on the ballot in Florida, and there's Bob claimed it was her idea, she claimed it was his idea, but in 1977, they were successful, here's our problem, in repealing Dade County's newly passed gay rights ordinance. Well, hell, you can imagine. This is pretty much it. And so next thing you know, by 1980, she's lost the orange juice deal and all that. They get divorced. And, of course, that was a scandal, too, because in the churchy groups that they were in, they didn't go for that very well. But anyway, Bob Green became very resentful. And by the way, he actually came out financially on the positive end of that divorce. But even so, he died a few years ago. But he was living on, I guess now it's been a decade ago, but he was living on Miami Beach, busy being the ex-husband of Anita Bryan and all that. Meanwhile, she goes out and she gets remarried in fact, I think her husband just died this year, but in Oklahoma. That was Charlie Dry. But so she ultimately went back to Oklahoma, and that was pretty much it for her. But you know, I'll tell you, in the latter 60s, you know, she was at the White House doing things, and she sang at both the Democratic convention in Chicago and the Republican convention in Miami in 1968, both of them. So you know, and there she is, the spokesperson for the Florida Citrus Commission and all that that stuff. And I mean, everybody wanted her for advertisements: Coca-Cola, Kraft Foods, Tupperware, Holiday Inn, you name it. Disney had a character, the Orange Bird, and anyway. But I'll tell you, after 1977, she did not recover. And they named, she and Bob named their effort, Save Our Children. Well, you can imagine that this is going to be a disaster. And what's interesting is that the ordinance, there was absolutely nothing wrong with this ordinance. And the person who first brought it to vote in Dade County was a friend of hers. And all it did was it prohibited discrimination based on sexual orientation. You know, what's wrong with that? Well, and so, you know, this is sinful. And so they do this thing and they get it repealed. So, as I say, that was pretty much, she got her career repealed right then.
Well, interestingly enough, when I arrived on the Wheaton College campus in the late summer of 1981, who should I run into but Bob Green?
That Bob Green?
Yes, that Bob Green.
Oh, my God.
He was bringing his son to Wheaton College, and we were listening to some preacher or watching some musical show, and I believe what I said to him was, you sound a lot like Bob Green, Anita Bryan's husband. And he said, well, that's who I am. And said, you mean that Bob Green? Yes. And he was bringing their son there. And I don't know what security measures they took when Anita came to campus to visit her son. But Bob Green was very open with me about how he thought the divorce was all her fault, and how she was the prideful one, and so on and so forth. And I walked away from that encounter thinking, oh my God,
well,
I've just met a famous man, and here he's talking to me about his divorce.
Well, and he never, ever, he probably talked to everybody who would walk across the street to talk to him about that. He never let go of that. And it was probably Robert Jr., because he actually was working in Chicago after that, who was going to college there, I would guess. So, to hear Junior talk about it, well, Anita had stronger convictions. And again, to hear other people talk about, well, Bob had stronger, who knows? Yeah. But the bottom line is he did not move on. And he died just...
Evidently not.
Yeah, absolutely bitter.
Because I met him in the autumn of 1981.
Yeah, right. And that would be a year after they got divorced.
I never encountered him again after that. And he lived in Fisher Dormitory along with the rest of the guys. The son did.
Yeah, right.
And I don't know how they handled public safety when either parent would visit the campus to visit their
probably
son.
Not probably but, not that big a deal, actually, all things being equal, I would think. But in any event,
Anyway, I was on number five.
Yes, you were. Now that we walk down the paper, Roses Lane.
Bryant Lane.
Yeah, right. It's going to get worse. You ready? Number six?
Okay.
Heartbeat.
No, number five?
No, number five was Paper Roses.
Number five was Paper Roses.
Okay. You got that. So far, you've aced them. We've done Midnight Train to Georgia, Angie, Keep on Truckin',
Half Green Pig.
Yes, you're right. Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat is the DeFranco family.
And I just recently found out that when Tony DeFranco sang that song, he was 14 years old.
That's no excuse. All right, now. It was a sin all the way around. No, I remember this record very well. That's when I said, I think I'll leave radio for a while.
The Heartbeat is a Love Beat even had a little psychedelic interval in there.
Of course it did.
Yeah.
Number seven, Ramblin' Man.
Oh, the Allman Brothers Band.
Number eight, Let's Get It On.
Marvin Gaye.
Number nine, Space Race.
Oh, Billy Preston the synthesizer.
Number ten, All I Know.
Oh, gosh. This, All I Know.
And I wouldn't have, by the way. I mean, I know what it is because I'm looking at it, but I'm like, I don't remember that, but I probably do if I play it.
Yeah.
But I'm getting heartburn thinking about it, though. But let me see here. Yeah, just a horrible case right now.
Play it for me, see if I can figure out who it is.
Well, I'm hoping I don't have it, but I probably do. Let's see. I probably do. Spell right. Spell all has two L's. Okay. Let's see here. Is this going to be right? I'm afraid it is.
It from 1973.
It is 1973,
all right. Oh, this is the Jimmy Webb composition. It is sung by Art Garfunkel.
Absolutely right. Under the name of just Garfunkel. Yes. All right. Absolutely right. You're 100% right. All right. So now let's see. You got all 10 right, so we'll see how far you go. Number 11 is Photograph.
Ringo.
Number 12, Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Bobby Dylan.
Number 13, Top of the World.
Carpenters.
Number 14, That Lady.
Isley Brothers.
Yes. Number 15, I Got a Name.
Jim Croce.
Number 16, Higher Ground.
Stevie Wonder.
Number 17, Just You and Me.
Chicago.
Yes. Number 18, You're a Special Part of Me.
Oh. Could you play a little bit of it?
I hope not, but let me look. I'm really hoping not, but I probably can because it's big artists.
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, yeah, here. Oh, I was afraid of this. I was really afraid of this. All right. Yeah, here we are. Let me get rid of Art Garfunkel first. All right, here we are.
That special tear I shed means you're a part of me. Thoughts of you running through my head means you're a part of me.
Diana Ross, somebody.
somebody?
Yeah, it's the somebody. You're right. Diana Ross and another Motown big star.
Johnny Hathaway?
No, big star on Motown.
Oh.
He usually does duets, but not with her. Thank God.
Yeah. I guess I'm going to get a half a point for this one.
I'm surprised.
Immediately who it is.
Well, yeah, because think about who in the 60s in Motown did a lot of duets with a guy, male Motown act, with females.
Yeah.
Did some with Kim Weston and, let's see, Mary Wells and... Yeah, you're just not thinking of Marvin Gaye. I don't know what to tell you.
Marvin Gaye, yeah.
Yeah, Marvin Gaye. Yes, indeed. All right, well, you still did very well. That's impressive. That was up to number 18. Very good. All right, hang on. You are a winner. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, good deal. So 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. Now, we will, in moments, get our hominin question. I've been looking for that because I know he wants multiple choice. And Linda in Richmond Park's got some guesses. Oh, good. And so does Will in Georgia. And let's see. Brian wants charts, and Cindy wants a Dick Van Dyke Show trivia. I can do that. All right. Well, all that and more is coming up on WGN Radio.
When I hold my baby tight with all my might, I tell her I'm gonna never let her out of my sight. She says, ta-ta, just like a baby. You know she fears no harm when she's in my arms, with me telling her all about her charm. She says, ta-ta-ta, just like a baby. Good to have a love to call your own, instead of being in a crowd feeling all alone. And I say, ta-ta, just like a baby.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, who is that? Again, well-known, something directly in common with everybody we've been playing tonight. All right, so let's move along. I'll mention my question again. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball. It's not New York. And we'll reveal it at the end of next hour if you don't get it, since it's a straggler from last week. But Johnny D in Ohio wants his hominin multiple choice. So, all right, Johnny D, how's it going?
Pretty good, Roy. Anyhow, listen, what I want to say. Wait a minute. I just came upstairs from Caesar's Palace.
Uh-huh.
I had to go to the fridge down there and get something. But anyhow, on your trivia question about Mickey Mantle and Rocky Colavito, was it?
Or Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle.
Jackie Robinson. I thought it was Rocky Colavito. Let me see here. Yeah, they both, what they had in common, they both were invited to the White House.
Nope, that's not it.
It's not?
No.
Okay. Well, okay, yeah, that's my guess.
Well, you ready for your hominin question?
Sure I am.
Okay, you've got a 33% chance of getting it right since it only has three answers, all right?
I like the odds.
Yeah, I thought you would. The Zinjanthropus boisei fossil, found by Lewis and Mary Leakey at the Old Uvai Gorge in 1959, was anatomically closest to which early South African hominin? A. Australopithecus africanus. B. Paranthropus robustus. C. Homo habilis.
Zinjanthropus boisei.
Yeah.
Was closest in what way?
Is anatomically closest.
anatomically closest. Mm-hmm. Well, Jim's answer for this actually was Paranthropus.
Well, you're right. So that Paranthropus robustus would be correct, yes.
Right, because actually, I think at first they called it Zinzanthropus.
Yes.
But then they changed it to Paranthropus.
Well, actually, I think they amended Paranthropus with robustus because it was very robust, they said, and probably a close relative. So that's
okay.
So right. Yes, you're absolutely right. A winner as usual. Hang on, don't go away. Stay right where you are. All right.
Okay.
So yes. Johnny D knows his hominins. All right. So very good. Put him on hold. And yes, the Paranthropus, as I like to say, I have no idea. Robustus. Yeah. Robustus. Sounds like an Italian salad dressing. All right, well, never mind that. I guess I'm getting hungry. That's the problem here. All right, but I got the news coming up so I can fix that. And then we'll be back at it for hour number 3 on Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Well, you're gonna miss me early in the morning one of these days.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? That's a gift. 888-876-5593. And what do they have in common with everybody else who are playing tonight? And I'll explain that at the end of the night, later this hour. It's an interesting story all the way around, I think. But I'll let you be the judge of that. I'll also retire our question if you don't get it. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not about baseball, and it's not about New York. What is it? Linda in Richton Park, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, how are you, Rally?
All right, how about yourself?
I'm doing pretty good, sitting here trying not to fall out and go to sleep on you.
But
I can get 6 guesses.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely you can.
Okay, my first guess is they like fast cars. The luxury cars.
That's not it. What's your second guess?
Fancy jewelry.
Nope. What's your third guess?
Gambling.
Nope. What's your fourth guess?
Drinking and women.
We'll put those together and say no. So what's your fifth guess?
Playing golf.
Nope. And your final guess?
Donating money to an orphanage.
Well, I'll tell you, call me back with another 6.
Okay, and I want to, the ugly song that I don't like is Tip Through to the Tulip.
Oh, Tiny Tim, yes, I agree.
I don't know if that was a hit or not.
I'm afraid it was. It's hard to believe, but it was, so yes. What's the other one?
And I Got a Spell on You.
Oh, yes, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who never could sing it sober. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, well.
Good choices, thanks. Appreciate it.
I'll be listening, and hopefully somebody get it tonight.
Well, I'm going to reveal it if they don't.
One quick thing. Could you play me a song by Quincy Jones.
Absolutely. Wednesday night, we will do a lot of Quincy.
Oh, that would be great. That would be great.
All right,
okay,
thanks.
Then.
Appreciate it. All right.
Thank you.
Lots to choose from there. All right, so 888-876-5593. All right, now Gary in Austin had a bumper guess. All right, Gary, what'd you hear you know?
Well, I think I heard Clyde McFadder.
Yes, you did. Ta-ta.
Right before the news.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. And, 1960 on Mercury.
That sure made up for paper roses. I was about to get sick.
I tell you what. Yeah. Yeah, painful all the way around.
But I can add that to my turkey vote, too, because I'll add that one and tiptoe through the tulips that Linda just...
All right. Well, second tiptoe through the tulips. We'll add paper roses. Good choices.
And maybe we'll add the night Chicago died.
Oh, paper lace. Yes. Yeah. Oh, having my baby, of course. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
And, that's...
Oh, those are all fine choices.
Yeah. Right. And, it's...
Oh, yeah.
People keep bringing them up, so...
Oh, I know, yeah.
Well, let them go away.
Yes. Well, we'll continue to talk about it for the next few weeks,
yeah,
I'm sure
we will.
All right, thanks. Okay, appreciate
great.
It. All right, great. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. All right, so, yes, absolutely, that was Clyde McFadder. And, long after he not only left the Drifters, but left Atlantic. And, on Mercury. Ta-ta. All right. Probably Quincy Jones was working at Mercury at that time. I'll bet you. All right. Well, 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. Karen in Madison wants to take a guess. What do you think, Karen?
Hi. First, can I just say a request? Killer Joe, when you play Quincy.
The Rockefeller, sure.
Yeah.
Okay.
And now, my guess, I just took a wild guess, me and my diseases, but... So I'm going to say liver transplant.
That's not it. It's a nice guess, but it's not it.
Okay.
All right.
That's all.
Thanks for trying.
Right,
good to talk to you.
Thank
appreciate
you.
It. All right. So 888-876-5593. And yeah, I will be revealing it probably a half hour from now or so. All right. So Will in Georgia. All right, Will, thanks for calling WGN Radio.
Yes, Raleigh, I'm saying... they both had very loyal, supportive wives. Rachel Robinson and Marilyn Mantle.
Excuse me. I was eating that Robusto salad dressing I mentioned before. Anyway, here is the deal. That's probably true, but it's not what we're after.
Uh-huh. Wow. Okay.
All right. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
That's all I had. Oh, yeah. Did you live in Baltimore for a time?
Briefly, yeah.
I know you were in Philadelphia. I heard recently you were there for about 6 years.
I was in Philly for 9 years, and I was
9 years.
Yeah, I was in Baltimore, Towson, actually, briefly. Yes.
Oh, Towson.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Sader Mill Road.
Yep. WTOWAM. Yes. Uh huh. Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yep.
I was there right after college.
Oh, all right. Sure.
Remember me.
What?
I called in about when I went into the Army in 1961.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And we both like Hey Little Girl in the High School Sweater.
Yes, Hey Little Girl, one of the best backbeats ever. Yes, a double backbeat. Yeah. D. Clark.
Who was that? Who did that?
D. Clark.
That's right, D. D.
Yeah,
Clark.
Yeah, double back.
Died in North Georgia.
Yes, he did. Absolutely, that's true. Yeah, Delecta Clark, yes.
Right. Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks for calling. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, so that was sad. Delecta Clark, he died in Smyrna. So Atlanta suburb, Cobb County. All right, so 888-876-5593. And Christina is a second-time caller in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Thanks for calling back, Christina.
Hey, Raleigh. Actually, I think I made a mistake. My guy calls you, but I think I'm calling you the first time now.
Okay.
And my guess for the question is diabetic. He's got a lot of diseases, so diabetes kind of popped into my brain.
Nice, but not right.
Hey, yeah. Now, okay.
Joe, certainly, Jackie Robinson was a diabetic, but that's not the connection.
I was thinking that I vaguely remembered that from way back when.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well,
thanks for calling.
To you.
Appreciate
another night.
I Bye. Hope so. Thanks. All right. So yes, indeed. All right. Now, by the way, with most of these questions, there may be multiple right answers. I'm only after one, clearly. And so you got to get the one that I'm after. And of course, the prizes are worthless. So you're doing it for the fun of it more than anything else. I promise you. All right. So Brian in Joliet, we've waited long enough. Brian wants charts from 1964. How's it going, Brian?
How are you, Riley? Hope you're doing well.
Well,
hanging
you.
In there. And I was going to say, did they both attend Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech in 1963?
That is not it.
Okay.
Right.
I'd like to, yeah.
So we're
I'd like to, pardon?
We're doing like Halloween 1964?
No. I want to try November 5th, 1964.
Okay. Very good. Well, it's actually the week ending November 7th, according to Billboard. Will that be okay?
Fine.
All right. Number one, Baby Love.
Supremes.
Number two, Last Kiss.
Oh.
Oh, where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
Mm.
She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good so I can see my
that
baby when I leave this world.
That made it to number two?
Yeah, it did. We were out on a date in my daddy's car. We hadn't driven very far, and they're in the road straight ahead. A car was stalled. The engine was dead. I couldn't stop, so I swerved to the right. Never forget the sound that night, the crying tires, the busted glass, the painful scream that I heard last. Wayne Cochran wrote it, but who did?
That was great, Riley, the way you remembered that.
Oh, I know all the words to Last Kiss. I know it from the Wayne Cochran version, the original, yes.
Well, not the Pearl Jam version.
No, but they did it. You're absolutely right. Pearl Jam did it. So in between, this guy had, it was his only
it
hit.
It wasn't Dickie Lee.
No, it was on Josie. So it's basically.
I don't know.
It's a Texas
record. I absolutely
record.
Don't know that.
J. Frank Wilson and the Cavaliers.
I never wouldn't have gotten that. I know the song, but I never would have gotten the name.
Yeah.
It wasn't what. It's amazing the way you remember that. That was cool.
Number three, Doo-Wah Diddy, Diddy.
Man for Man.
Yes. Number four, Leader of the Pack.
Shangri-La's.
Yes, of course. Bad Girls. Number five, Let It Be Me. On VJ. It's a duet. Two Chicago
yeah.
denizens.
I don't know, Jerry Butler and
yes.
Betty Everett?
Yes, we have a winner, Betty Everett and Jerry Butler. That's the way it looked on the label. But absolutely right. All right, very good, impressive. Number six, Have I the Right? To hold you.
Have I the Right? Oh, gosh. I'll just take a guess. I'm thinking of a British invasion group.
Yep.
Honeycombs?
Yes, absolutely right. The Honeycombs. You betcha. Number seven, Come a Little Bit Closer.
Jay and the Americans.
Yes. Number eight, The Door Is Still Open to My Heart.
But not my memory.
Well, it was on, okay, it was on Reprise.
The Door
Is Still Open.
Was that again? The door is still open to my heart.
The Door Is Still Open to My Heart. Oh yes, this was one of those. You know, remember it's top 40, so it's the 40 most popular records, no matter what they are supposedly. I mean, that's a lie, but you know that. All right, so you got to hear it because you'll know. The minute you hear this guy's voice, you'll know. It's undeniable. And I don't know if you'll remember the song, but it forgettable that it was, but obviously a big hit. Here you go. You'll recognize him.
And the door is still open to my heart.
I must confess.
Oh, Dean Martin.
Of course. That's right. Don't remember.
I like Dean Martin, too.
Yeah. And you don't even remember that. Big hit. All right. Well, very good. All right, so let's see.
I just never heard that one, though, in particular before. That's cool.
Number nine. Chug-a-lug.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, this is the guy who did...
So many things. Yes, that's right. And so many other wonderful records.
Oh, come on. What's his name?
You can do this.
Yeah, he also did that one, England Swings Like a Pendulum Do.
Bobby's on Bicycles 2x2, Westminster Abbey, The Tower of Big Ben, Rosy Red Cheeks of the Little Children. Yes.
Your memory is something else. It's great. I just don't know. Okay, forget it. I don't want to waste all the time.
Oh, no, I'm sure you could do this. He wrote it and recorded it, and like you say, King of the Road, of course, and so many others. I'm trying to think if there's any hint. He's no longer alive. He had severe depression. But yeah, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug, make you want to holler, hi-de-ho, burns your tummy, don't you know, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class, me and him, the other fool, decide that we'll drink him up, what's left. Yeah, anyway, Roger Miller.
Roger Miller, okay. Yeah, well, all right. I'm just having a great time checking out your brilliant memory.
Yeah, my brilliant memory, believe me, it has utterly no use but this, trust me. All right.
Is there one more coming?
Oh, let's see. Was there? Yes, because you still won with that. So let's see. That was number 9. Okay, number 10. Oh, God. Will Sung in the Sunshine.
Oh, no. Will Sung in the... This is not one of my better efforts.
We'll laugh every day. Yes, you remember.
Yeah.
Foreigner, female singer. Foreigner.
How about the Seekers?
No, single. We got the right country, but I think. Single vocalist, female vocalist.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't know then.
Yes. Oh, Gail Garnett.
Gail Garnett. Well, that was. I certainly enjoy. I didn't get to 7 this time, right?
Well, you know, I think you did actually. I think you did. I think you only kind of choked there on. Well, you did. Dean Martin and Roger Miller, and so that's still a 70%.
Well, it was still one of the most fun, just listening to you memorize all those songs. Yeah. It was so much fun.
Well, hang on. It's 70%. You win. Don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so,
Raleigh,
yes.
Thank you.
Well, sing in the sunshine. We'll laugh every day. We'll sing in the sunshine, and I'll be on my way. Not fast enough. All right. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Home up to me, baby. Home up. And make my dreams come true. Stay near to me, baby. Stay near, be good to me, baby. Be good, I'll give my love to you. Why must you keep running around? Can't you stick with me? All my life and love is yours. It's more. Come up to me, baby. It's time now, say to me, baby. You're mine and I'll warm up to you.
Painful. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Who is that? And oh yes, there's a song you can definitely name by him. That's not it, of course, but there is one. What do they all have in common? Nobody guessing on our theme yet. Nobody guessing, well, several people guessing, but nobody getting it right. And I will reveal in the next half hour, what do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It is not baseball. It's not New York. All right, so we will do Dick Van Dyke trivia with Cindy. We're going to do Sound of Music with Laura. And Karen in Chicago's got some guesses, all coming up after the news on WGN Radio.
She say, oh, no, no, no.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, that's a gift for sure. Who is that? And we'll have one more, and that's the end of our bumper stumpers. And, of course, we'll have some guesses, but I'll be revealing our trivia question, too. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball. It's not New York. What is it? All right. Now, let's see what we have going on here. I believe Cindy in Chicago has been hanging on the longest. So, hello, Cindy. Welcome back to WGN Radio. Cindy. Well, she wanted Dick Van Dyke trivia, and I had it, too. So, Cindy, if you haven't fallen asleep yet and you want Dick Van Dyke trivia, you got to call us back. All right. So, that said, Lauren Willowbrook wanted a Sound of Music trivia. Are you there, Laura?
All right, Raleigh. Thank you. Yes, real quick, I'd like to guess your trivia first, if that's all right.
Absolutely. You get six guesses.
Okay. Well, I only have a few. Both of the guys had a relative that was married to each other.
No.
No. Okay. They had a clothing line.
No.
They had a shoe line.
No.
They grew up in the same neighborhood.
No.
No, okay. I give up on that then. Sound of Music, please.
Okay. When Liesl is pretending to dance at the party, who comes over to dance with her?
Liesl's pretending to dance.
At the party, and someone comes over to dance with her.
Okay, I'm picturing this scene. Liesl.
And the actor who played the part, obviously it's a man, had to dye his hair so he could appear to be a blonde.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shoot. Well, the only one I can think of is Rolf, but I don't think that's right.
You're right. It is not right. So what other German names can you think of?
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that terrible? Darn it, you got me stumped. I'm not going to be able to think of this one, Raleigh.
Well, it's Friedrich or something like that. Friedrich.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God darn it. That's one of her brothers.
Well, there you have it.
All right. Thank you, Raleigh.
Thanks for trying. Appreciate it. All right. So JT and Aurora has a bumper guess. All right, JT, what'd you hear? You know.
I heard the Diamonds singing She Say.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. 1959 on Mercury. Do you know what they have in common with everybody else?
No, I don't.
Well, that's all right. Well, you won anyway, so hang on. Let's get your address. Don't hold your breath. It'll take a while, and you won't want it, but the certificate's fun, so
yeah,
hang on.
I'm waiting for
all
a few.
Right. Oh, well, then you get a certificate for each win, so if you need to do something like insulate, we're going to help you out, so hang on. Don't go away. All right, so, yeah, we understand they make fine insulation. I don't know that for sure, but that's what I've heard. All right, so that's absolutely right, the Diamonds. All right, Karen and Madison, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I was just laughing. I was going to ask that question, wondering how many certificates I collected. But anyway, I'm on the air, so
yeah. Here
we go. I've got I'm going to say this another wild guess. They're both got some part American Indian in them.
That's not it.
Okay, well, I thought I'd try.
Well,
okay.
You did, and I appreciate
yes.
that. Thank you.
Okay,
all
thanks.
Right, good
bye
deal.
Bye.
So 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And we are going to have one more bumper guess, and I'll play it in a moment. So, Alex in Round Lake, he wants Beatles trivia as well. Well, all right. We usually do that in New Hampshire with Barry, but we can do that. All right, so Karen in Chicago's got a bumper guess. What do you think, Karen?
I thought one of them was the Everly Brothers.
Yes, absolutely. You're right. You're right.
That was the one about the old lady.
Yeah, I'm here to get
jail.
I'm here to get my baby out of jail. I mean,
yeah, that just one. And there was another one. I couldn't make up my mind. I thought it was either Ella Fitzgerald or Georgia Gibbs.
Neither of them.
Neither one. Okay. Yep. I have a horrible, horrible song, and it's the song is as bad as the movie. Shallow. From my Lady Gaga and Bradley, whatever.
I'm going to have to default to you because, you know, Lady Gaga is too recent for me. But
Lady Gaga and I think his name is Bradley Cooper. It was from the last version of A Star Is Born.
Oh God, it sounds horrible. But
it was awful.
If it was a hit, it will be on the list. Thank you for that.
It was pitiful. Okay, and another one is Happiest Girl in Whole USA.
Oh, good. Are they coming for you? Yep.
Oh, yeah, they sure are.
Your ride's there. Yep, ride's arrived. Okay.
And Honey.
Oh, yes. Yes, see the tree, how big it's grown. Yes, tour of the Honey House, of course. All right.
And from the trivia, I'm wondering if it was they promoted racial equality.
No, but that's a nice guess.
Okay.
All right, thanks for trying.
Well, I learned something. It's been a long time.
Yeah, absolutely. Hang on. Don't go away. Don't go away. Yeah, good deal. Hang on. So, all right. So another certificate will be coming to Karen. We'll put her on hold, and very good. We're going to do some Beatles trivia with Alex in Round Lake. And Johnny D has a guess. All right. And then I'll play the next bumper stumper. And then if you don't get it, I'll give you a couple minutes. We'll go over the theme because I think it's a very interesting story and I can only imagine it. I wasn't there to see it firsthand, but oh man. All right. So 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio.
Ma'am, kisses taste like candy jam. You can see what a fool I am when your lips meet mine. Bam, bam, baby, let me have some fun. Won't you give me more than one? Lord, I love you, sugar plum. Look out now, 'cause here I come.
Choo-choo.
Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Bam, bam, when you make me feel so fine, I could almost lose my mind. Let me leave this world behind in your arms another time. Bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. Shuts me up just like a clam. Kicks me hard as a Texas ram, but it soothes me, baby.
All right, 888-876-5593 on WGN Radio. That's your final bumper stumper for the night. Call quickly if you identify it. Shouldn't be that difficult. And then we'll talk all about the theme, which I find to be interesting. All right, we'll see if you do or not. Likewise for my trivia question, which will be revealed in the next 7 or 8 minutes. What do Jackie Robinson and Mickey Mantle have in common? It's not baseball. It's not New York. What is it? All right. And we're also going to get to Beatles trivia. See, I did everything, but I didn't pull the Beatles trivia. How could it? But I got 80 questions right in front of me. So Alex is in Round Lake. All right. Alex, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Thank you, Raleigh.
How are you?
Thank you.
All right.
I'm good. How are you?
You know, I don't know anymore. So, but that's all right. All right. So let's see. Beatles. I'm looking at all these questions, and of course, you know, might as well be in a foreign language, but okay, fine. Which singer sent a telegram congratulating the Beatles before a live performance?
Wow. Bob Dylan.
Elvis Presley.
Oh.
So now let's
see. Man, that's a good question.
Let's find out let's see if I can find out when it happened, because I don't have that in front of me, but that let's see what the deal is. Yes, all right. Elvis Presley and Colonel Parker sent the Beatles a telegram congratulating them and wishing them luck on their U.S. debut on the Ed Sullivan Show.
Of course. Okay.
There you have it. All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks.
Appreciate
it. Thanks,
Raleigh. All right.
Great show.
Thanks. All right. Always good to hear from Alex. All right. Now, 888-876-5593. All right. So Tommy in Chicago knows his bumpers. Of course you do, Tommy.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself? So who is it?
Grooving to you. You had a great show tonight. One of Scotty's type shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. You heard you played The Drifters.
1954 on Atlantic, Bip Bam.
Yeah, yeah. And then you played some Spaniels. He really liked
it. I did. Yes, I know. Yes, a different song than Pookie Hudson's, I know. Yes, I did.
I didn't know there was a second version.
Yeah, well, right. The Spaniels had it out on VJ first, and it was a different song entirely, just the same title.
Okay. And you know something I want to always comment you. When you do charts and a song comes up and you say, you make me laugh every time I listen.
Oh, these dreadful songs that I look at.
I'm afraid so. And I think about the songs, because I really did like them, but I'm afraid so as well sometimes.
Well, you know, the problem is that when I read the titles, it takes me back to when I had to play them. And it's like, oh, God. Oh, you know, so I remember it like it was yesterday. Yeah.
You make me laugh so much. Well, people think I'm up here talking to myself and laughing at myself when I'm listening to you.
Well, it is wonderful to hear from you. Hang on. We'll confirm that address. And, of course, you're right. Don't go away.
Thank you. I'm going to miss you to Wednesday, you say, right?
Yeah, you see that, you know, I think it's probably a good idea because, you know, tomorrow will be serious. It'll be election coverage. Now, can you imagine if I did election coverage? This would not be good.
And that's so, not your job. You don't do that.
It might be funny, but so yeah, wisely they are saying, go home and you can believe me, I will. And I'm not even going to turn on television news. I don't even want to know. So we'll
I gotta go vote today, and Raleigh, I don't even want to listen afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, I know. No, we did it walk to the courthouse last month because I was just not up for doing it on the same day. So we went in and got our votes in, and in Arizona they had something like 30 different propositions. I'm like, who the hell knows? So anyway, I did my best. All right. Well, good deal. We'll talk to you Wednesday.
Thank you, Robert.
Hang on. Don't go away. We'll confirm that address. All right. Now, I'm not going to have a lot of time here, so I want to very quickly take Johnny D's guess, and then we're cutting it off. So, Johnny D, your last guess, what do you think?
I think that both of these two guys had a song made about them.
Nope. But since you're the last guess, I will tell you. The FBI.
All right, go ahead, tell me.
The FBI kept files on both of them.
Well, sure it is.
Talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. So now, yes, Jackie Robinson. Of course, this is where you know you guys were talking about the civil rights stuff, and that was exactly why, when he was chairman of the United Negro and Allied Veterans of America, the FBI thought that was a communist front to provoke racial friction. And Robinson's file was 131 pages. And meanwhile, Mantle had a 29-page FBI file that had nothing to do with civil rights or baseball or anything like that. It started with the investigation into a threatening letter that he received and then went on in 29 pages to ascertain his character. So, yes, they both had FBI files. All right, now, first we'll review what we played for Bumper Stumpers, and then I'll give you the theme. Of course, Buddy Knox, Somebody Touch Me. It was Johnny and Joe who did Kingdom of Love. Yeah, that was later for them, 1982 on Ambient Sound. Spaniels, I Know, Laverne Baker, It's So Fine. Yeah, good version of that. Everly Brothers, I'm Here to Get My Baby Out of Jail. How'd they do that with a straight face? The Bobettes did Have Mercy, Baby. Yes, the Mr. Lee Girls. Yes, 1960 on Triple X. I don't think I would name my record label that, but all right. Clyde McFadder with Ta-Ta, 1960 on Mercury. Buddy Holly, Early in the Morning, 1958 on Coral. Jimmy Bowen, Warm Up to Me Baby, 1957 on Roulette. The Diamonds, She Say, 1959 on Mercury. Just a great record. And the Drifters, Bip Bam, Thank You Ma'am, 1954 on Atlantic. So what did they all have in common? What was it? All right. In 1957, they had the biggest show of stars, Fall Edition. This was an 80-city tour, 28 states, 5 Canadian provinces, 80 shows. Now, even before the tour began, it was in the news because the September 8th show in Washington, D.C. was canceled by city commissioners because Fats Domino was the headliner and they had to ban him from appearing because his behavior would lead to a riot. requiring every policeman in the city. All right, now, the organizer of this concert was none other than Irvin Feld. Now, if you don't know Irvin Feld, this was an interesting story, even more so after he died. But Irvin Feld was a well-known promoter, so well-known that he ultimately bought Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus. And he also was the guy who discovered Paul Anka. And he was born in Hagerstown, Maryland in 1918. And early on, he got involved in promoting. And so he had a record store, Super Music City. And it actually was a chain. And then that's when he started to do the live concerts. And after 10 years as one of the many national promoters for Ringling, Feld, along with his brother and Houston judge Roy Hoffhines, well-known name there, bought the circus in 1967. They paid, I think, $8 million for that. In 1968, he started the Clown College. And anyway, in 71, he sells the circus to Mattel for $50 million. Mattel didn't know what they were doing. 11 years later, they sold it back to Feld for $22 million. So he did all right. Sadly, he died in 1984 in Venice, Florida, not too far from Ringling Brothers. And that's when we got into the saga. And Irvin Feld was a very quiet guy. I mean, here he was promoting rock groups and R&B stuff and all this. And the Ringling Brothers, you'd think, well, this is a real outgoing guy. No, he liked his privacy. Yeah, well, then came the kids. His son Kenneth took over in 1984 of the circus and everything else, and actually build it into a multi-billion dollar business, and it is a real big thing. But most of the money was left to Kenneth, not his sister. He and his sister were on the outs. There were protection orders, and the sister disrupted Shiva for Jewish people who died. Anyway, it was one of these stories that was unbelievable. Meanwhile, she's thrown out of the Shiva, and the guards beat her up, and she winds up needing brain surgery. And so there are lawsuits flying about that. And then apparently Kenneth and his wife never got along after a while, and so she filed for divorce, and that had all sorts of protection orders in it, but ultimately they're still married. But so it is a three-ring circus in their private life, but in their public life, this is big-time performing, and the circus is doing better than ever. And meanwhile, that's the deal. So biggest show of stars, 1957. Yeah, all those cities, 80 gigs, and here, same acts on all of them. Fats Domino, Chuck Berry, Buddy Holly and the Crickets, Paul Anka, the Spaniels, the Drifters, the Everly Brothers, Frankie Lyman, Laverne Baker, Jimmy Bowen, Buddy Knox, the Diamonds, Clyde McFadder, Johnny and Joe, the Bobettes, and the Paul Williams Orchestra. Started in Pittsburgh on September 6th at the Pittsburgh Mosque. The D.C. concert was moved to Annapolis, by the way, and ended, when was the last date, was Richmond, Virginia. At the mosque, November 24th. All right, so that's the deal. Talk to you after the election on Wednesday, right here on WGN Radio.